escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, if you think
rent, it's too damn high.
Yeah, it's about to get even higher. The Rent Guidelines Board approved a 3% hike for one-year leases and a 4.5% for two-year ones. And you can guess the reaction from tenants.
Hundreds showing up at their meeting on the Upper East Side with a rally beforehand, trying to keep the increases as low as possible.
The history of the Boricua is a history of displacement and resistance.
But then came the vote, and the hundreds in the room were stunned as they heard from the board chairman.
Doug Apple, I vote yes. By a vote of 5-4, the motion has passed.
Bonet Chisholm of East Harlem spoke with 1010 Winds, a longtime tenant.
They're not looking at the landlord, the way we live in, and the conditions that we got to fight for, and you just keep increasing the rent. And we're not getting the proper repairs, the proper maintenance.
Mayor Adams later releasing a statement saying he was disappointed that the board approved increases higher than what he had called for. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, thank goodness no one was hurt, but what a scary scene at the Midwood Station post office in Brooklyn. That's where some guy walked in yesterday afternoon, held a woman at gunpoint, and then demanded cash from post office employees. This man was there and spoke to ABC 7.
At the moment, I feel this is my last day. I'm going to die. When he say, I'm going to kill everybody inside if you don't give me the money.
Well, the postal workers took cover, and the man fired off several shots while running away, but fortunately, no one was hit. A short time later, police say the guy tried to rob a check cashing place on Utica Avenue. He didn't get any money there either, took off on a moped, and was soon caught by police. No word yet on who he is. Charges are pending. Today is the day we get the official results from the first round of ranked choice voting in the Democratic mayoral primary in New York. Grace Rao is executive director of Citizens Union, which is a group that pushed hard for ranked choice voting in the city.
We'll really know the extent to which some of the cross endorsements that we saw during the campaign, how those paid off. So this will give us a fuller picture of Zoran Mamdani's lead.
Round two will reveal whether Andrew Cuomo, who has already conceded the race, had a groundswell of support from people who ranked him second, or whether Mamdani will run away with the race thanks to cross endorsements with Brad Lander. So far, so good, but we'll see what today brings. Yesterday, it was not good for folks flying out for the 4th of July holiday. Ground stops at the big three airports caused thousands of delays up and down the East Coast. The FAA issued the order due to severe thunderstorms. At Newark, the average wait time was 271 minutes. Yeah, do that math. That's nearly 5 hours. 1010 Winds has reached out to the IRS, but so far no response to word that their return to office mandate is more like return to a mess, at least at 2 Metro Tech.
They were reinstated, but IRS workers say they returned to a workplace reduced in half. Some have been shut out of their offices. Jim Savage works for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
It is about putting up barriers to prevent our important work from being done.
Grace Meng and other Democratic members of New York's congressional delegation toured 2 Metro Tech last month.
Cords and wires lying across the floor in open areas, we saw, creating severe tripping and safety hazards.
They accused the Trump administration of trying to dismantle the IRS by making its employees' lives miserable. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
A fight over cancer coverage at Sloan Kettering. Their contract with United Healthcare expired yesterday, and if it's not re-upped, it means those covered under that company may soon be considered out of network.
Patients are scrambling for answers as Memorial Sloan Kettering and United Healthcare duke it out in contract talks. Dr. Cardinal Smith, MSK's chief medical officer, says it's not just about coverage, it's about emotional toll.
The uncertainty of not knowing whether or not your care will be covered adds another layer of undue and unnecessary burden.
She says patients are stuck, unsure whether to hold on or start over somewhere else. United Healthcare claims MSK is asking too much, pushing for a 30% hike. They say it's not sustainable, but talks are still on. For now, state law keeps hospital care at MSK covered through the end of August. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Junior's Cheesecake celebrating Wimbledon with a traditional British combo, New York style. They're rolling out a Wimbledon-themed food truck that will be serving up free limited edition strawberries and cream mini cheesecakes topped with homemade strawberry sauce, whipped cream, edible tennis balls. Today, the truck will be over by the Flatiron Building from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday the 12th, you can get the cheesecake at the Hill in Brooklyn Bridge Park, and then on Sunday the 13th at Empire Fulton Ferry. This summer, your kids can ride for free on New York Waterway ferries that start Saturday and will apply for up to 2 kids under the age of 12 per paying adult. The deal runs through Labor Day, and there is no limit to the number of free trips. Hey, your chance to see this year's Macy's 4th of July fireworks in person. The city has announced 100,000 free tickets for this year's spectacular, which will fire off from barges near the Brooklyn Bridge. That's 10 times more tickets than last year, with viewing spots at Brooklyn Bridge Park and Piers 16 and 17. This all starts at 8:30 this morning. Go to July4thtickets.events.nyc. Again, July4thtickets.events.nyc. And remember, 1010 Winds is your official radio station for the big show. So be sure to tune in for the live simulcast music Friday night. He's already been doing a summer food drive. Now, Nassau County legislator Seth Coslow is adding toiletries to the mix. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
It's so important to have basic hygiene for your health, for your safety. But also, if you're a student in school and you can't brush your teeth and you don't have food to get the energy you need to go through classes, you're not going to be able to really excel in school and get the benefits of being there.
So today through next Monday, he's asking folks who can help out to please donate toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, and feminine hygiene products. You can also bring household cleaning items such as laundry detergent and dish soap. The drop-off locations are the Merrick, North Merrick, Freeport, and North Belmore Libraries. The drive is in partnership with the group Nest. That stands for Nassau Empowerment and Support for Tomorrow. Learn more about them at nestncc.weebly.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.